verse 9, God is faithful. You were called into the companionship of His Son. Amazing! What great words He speaks here. The vastness of the magnanimity of the gift He declares. You have been invited into the companionship of the only Son, and yet you devote yourselves to men. What can be more pitiful than this condition? And who invited you? It was the Father. Since the phrases through Him and in Him were commonly used in reference to the Son, lest people might think He mentions the Son as less significant, He attributes the same to the Father. Not by one or another, He says, but by the Father you have been called. By Him also have you been enriched. Again, you have been called. You didn't approach on your own. But what does into the companionship of His Son mean? Hear Him explaining this very matter more plainly elsewhere. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we die with Him, we shall also live with Him. Then, because it was a significant thing He just said, He adds a convincing argument, for He says, God is faithful. That is true. Now, if true, He will fulfill what He has promised. And He has promised that He will make us share in His only begotten Son, for this is the reason He has called us. For God's gifts and His call are irrevocable.